Fuel FM, today's best music. Have some special guests in studio, like I told you I would. I fulfill my promises all the time. So, Cayman and Lindsay with If Gathering, which is a conference coming up. Cayman and Lindsay, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Glad to be here.
We are talking about a conference happening this weekend, and I would like for you, Cayman, just to kind of briefly throw out all of the details that people can figure out how to get to it.
So we're hosting at Faith Reformed Church at the Intersection Building. It's the corner of Garfield and Front Street. The gathering is Friday at 6:30 to about 10 o'clock and Saturday 9:30 to about 5 p.m.
Okay. Cool. And If Gathering's been around for a few years, founded by Jenny Allen, I believe, right?
Correct. Yeah.
She's like gotten really like popular now. she's amazing at what she does. For both of you, we'll start with Lindsay real quick first. What, in your opinion, first of all, what is If Gathering? What's the heartbeat of If? Why is it called If? And for both of you, what does it mean to you to be a part of something like this?
So If is a gathering to grow disciples in your local community and gather with the people around you and to build those connections. It is a group of a lot of speakers simulcasted to all different areas around the world. I think last year they said 150-some countries tuned in, but then it's taking it to your local level. So though we're all listening to the same thing, over a million women watched it last year. So what a neat opportunity.
That's phenomenal when you sit there. 1 million women were a part of something like that.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
It's changing the world. I mean, when you get a million women together, we're world changers. And so I think it's such a cool opportunity to be part of it, but be part of it on a big scale, but yeah, on a small scale, being that it's here locally. So I hosted last year in my house, and that was super cool. And I'm super excited to MC the event here at Faith Reform.
And all the guys that heard about 1 million women all together were just like, what? Cayman, what is your role with this weekend's conference, and what has If Gathering meant to you personally?
So I am actually part of the social media team. So I handle the Facebook and just the marketing and promoting within If for Faith Reform. So I attended Faith Reform growing up within the youth group, and it's been amazing for me because I've reconnected with a lot of the girls that I have went to youth group with through high school, and I actually attend church at Kensington. So what's been really amazing is to get back together with the girls that I went and grew up with. So what's awesome with Faith Reform is we're open to the community, and any church attending person can attend If Gathering. So I know that Lindsay here goes to New Hope, and a bunch of women from Kensington are coming to If Gathering. I know that one of the girls on our team goes to Westside. So we're very open to anybody attending. And what I gather, or what brings me to If Gathering, is the speakers. Before If Gathering, I wasn't aware of Jenny Allen or Lisa Turquist or Annie Downs or Christine Kane, any of those authors. And a lot of them do Bible studies. And the speakers alone, I mean, they talk from, you know, 20, 30 minutes, and they engage the audience. And just sitting there and listening to them, you get a sense of what they're like. And then after If Gathering, you can do Bible studies. And Kensington alone in the past has done Bible studies, a lot of Jenny Allen's Bible studies. And I know at Faith Reform, we have done them as well. So it just exposes a lot from this If Gathering that you can then go out and do Bible studies within your home, within your churches. It just has opened my eyes to so much.
One thing we want to make sure to bring across to the women who are listening, first of all, it's a women's conference. So
yes.
Guys, stay home, do the dishes. Everybody's welcome, no matter what church you go to, which that's a trend in Northern Michigan that we need to break. And that is, if it's not at my church, I don't have to go, or I can't go, or something like that. That's with any group, not just the women's conferences either. That's every event. It seems like there's that trend, and I'd like to break that trend if I can. So if you're a part of a different church, you hear that it's at Faith Reformed, who cares? Just the building, go and have fun and learn some things. What, Cayman, in your opinion, what is something that is important right now for women that need something like this this weekend in the year 2022?
You know, just with, for example, right now, in my church specifically, we don't have a women's group going on. And it's just, there's just the lack of the women, the connection right now. And I'm just striving for anybody that's desiring that this is the women, this is the weekend for you. Come, and this weekend, I cannot strive enough, is just so important. Community. We have round tables. We have come meet a friend. If you're by yourself, don't worry about that. It's so welcoming that you're going to meet a friend. We worship together. We cater from Grand Traverse Pie Company. Nice. It's really good food. Throughout the day, Emily Millward's on our team, and she takes care of providing unlimited food. I mean, food is our number one.
For throughout Christians, of course.
you will not go hungry. And I tell people to come and be comfortable. Bring a blanket. You're here to listen to these wonderful speakers, and you're going to make a friend. And just like I said, listen to these speakers. I live for this weekend.
Yeah.
And, you know, just it's with this weekend, it's just, I can't explain it. It's just such a good weekend to just make friends and spend time with the Lord.
Yeah. Lindsay, the danger of the last few years has been, I think we've been conditioned and actually found ourselves very comfortable just being home and not getting out. I don't speak necessarily for you or anybody else. I'm just saying it seems like that's what's happened. How do you speak to those women who maybe they're uncomfortable getting out now, or they just don't have any desire to do that because they're comfortable staying home? I'd rather watch it at home. What's the benefit of getting together in person?
So I would say the benefit of getting together in person is just the accountability and the community you build. IF's theme this year is based on like all the darkness that's in our world being the light shining through it, and that Christ is our hope. Our hope is found in Christ alone. And when you come together as a community, it builds that light. Your light shines way brighter as a whole than as one. And it's such an encouragement. And for me, it's the accountability that I'm actually going to follow through with it. When I say I'm going to watch something at home, it might take me a year to watch it.
That's true.
Because I'm going to push play, and then my kids are going to distract me, or the dishwasher's going to go off, or all the things at home. And when you truly come together at one of these events, your focus is there. Your attention is there. And God grips you in a totally different way.
Mm-hmm. My last question, and both of you can answer this if you want to, but Lindsay, someone comes to the conference this weekend. They have an amazing experience. Maybe they've been to a conference in the past and had an amazing experience, and nothing really seemed to happen after that. And they were like, okay, now what? You know, we have to wait a whole other year before we can do anything. Is there anything special, unique this year that a woman can go, you know what, I'm going to come to this thing, but what happens after?
Yeah, so I think this is a really neat opportunity. The women on the team have actually decided to continue meeting once a month.
Nice.
So one Saturday every month, they will gather again and watch one of what's called a breakout session, because I think there's like 10 of those. And so we can't do them all in one day. Mm-hmm. And so we will watch one of each of those on a Saturday and then have roundtable discussion again and just community building. And I actually might be a little more excited about that even than the two-day event, because that's the relationships you're building within the community. And as you said, like it's across all the churches. This isn't just your church. It's your community. And these are people you see with your kids in your life. And so I just think, if anything, I'm just as excited for those opportunities as this two-day event.
Yeah, because I've been to men's conferences, you know, you go through the weekend and or whatnot, and then you come out of it and it's like you just all of a sudden feel on an island again, you know, because there's really nothing going on anymore after that. And you don't know where to go or what to do. And it's like you're just back in square one before you went to the conference, right? It's like nothing changed.
Yes. And the other neat thing is that these resources are available like continuously. So if you want to go back and watch something, you can get the downloads for those. Cool. And so as an IF gathering organization, they do a great job of supporting and giving lots of resources as well for you to take with you.
All right, cool. Cayman.
Yes,
the
sir.
Details, let someone know how they can get to it. Any other information that you might want to share with them right now?
Sure. For anybody that's active on Facebook, if you go to IF:Traverse City, that is the Facebook page that I monitor and I post on actively. And there is the link to our registration page for Faith Reform. So I'm actively, actually daily now, the countdown to this weekend. So it'll take you directly to the Faith Reform page to register.
Okay.
And again, it is, or I don't know if I've mentioned it, but it's $35. So that includes Friday night and all day Saturday, includes food and everything else, your materials. I do suggest, just come comfortably, like I mentioned. And we do would like to know if you would, do plan on attending just for food purposes.
Sure. What if someone wants to come, but they can't make it Friday night? Can they still come Saturday?
Correct.
Okay.
We would like you to attend whether it's Friday or Saturday. Come, whichever day you can.
What time does it start Friday?
6:30 is the day, is the start time. So the catch is that it's live in Dallas. So we're live streaming.
Gotcha.
So Dallas is an hour behind. So we are dealing with that. And in years past, we have, because the conference goes until 10, so there's always a possibility of possibly ending early, depending on how we as our group, what they decide to do. If it's too late, we'll have to make that call.
All right. So this weekend, Friday, Saturday, intersection building of Faith Reformed Church, the IF Conference 2022. Lindsay, Cayman, thank you for coming in today and hanging out for a little bit, even though it was short notice.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. And we encourage any woman out there, or women, actually, we'd love to have anybody join us. If you're looking for something to get involved in this weekend, please come. You will not regret it. It's just a wonderful conference. Please come.
And we will link all that to our Facebook page right after the interview. So, all right. You guys have a great conference, and we'll be praying for it.
Thank you. Sure.
All right. Thanks for listening. This is Fuel FM 95.9 and 105.5.